Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit AutoTrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. AutoTrader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really.
In Pittsburgh, we've always forged things. We just forge them differently now. Flavors bold enough to stop you mid-bite. Art bright enough to change the way you see the world. Neighborhoods alive with color, music, and motion. In Pittsburgh, everything we ever forged was made to spark something more. Come see what sparks you at visitpittsburgh.com.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Bye-bye.
Oh, you tripping. I'm out of here anyway. Peace out.
Show is executive produced by Ray Diaz, the king himself. On Monday's show, we'll react to the White Sox taking on the Bostons, and we will talk about the Cubs and Dodgers series and see if there's more fallout from the Bears draft. For the rest of the afternoon, you are treated. For 2 weeks, when Danny Parkins was out taking care of his cute little new baby, Mark Rohde was in the house with Matt Spiegel. He is back in the house with Matt Spiegel. Spiegel and Grody today, 2-6 here on the score.
I'm in for Danny vasectomy. That's his new name.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, so he was
Danny
out.
Danny V.
He was out for a couple of weeks. What'd you say? So he could spend time with the new beautiful baby?
Yep.
And today he's out.
Making sure that he doesn't have
making sure there are no other new beautiful babies anytime soon.
Taking care of his own little baby now.
You know, I think during times like these of the legendary Antonio Cromartie, who
busted through the vasectomy, right?
The Lord wanted Antonio Cromartie to procreate at such a level that the man busted through the vasectomy for at least two additional children. That is the power of his sperm, and in my mind, the majesty of his DNA, right? Whether you believe in God and its religion, or whether you believe in sort of the karmic powers of the universe, whatever it was, we're here, we're obviously on the planet to make more of us and sustain our species, and Antonio Cromartie is clearly the best of us.
I believe, didn't Sean Kemp have magical DNA as well? I mean, we could do this draft. Wilt Chamberlain.
Well, with Wilt,
I think is
with the magical DNA. There haven't been any pregnancies, right?
Like right. That's magical.
That's what made people go, well, wait a minute. the time that you were out here having sex with 20,000 women and there are no kids,
right? Yeah. There's no little Wilts. What happened? Maybe he was early on the vasectomy train. I don't know. But, like, yeah, there was – and Travis Henry was a guy. I remember Travis Henry, the running back. Yeah. I remember misreading that story the first time I saw it, that he had 7 children with 8 different women. And then I realized that math doesn't make sense.
Hitting the spot.
Like, it was 8 women with 7 – or 8 children with 7 different women.
We get the idea.
That makes sense. Yeah. You can't have a child with 2 different women.
There is something to it, like, that when you're talking, like, karmically or scientifically,
yes.
Where – if we are here to procreate and Antonio Cromartie can fight through the science.
Yes.
To make sure that his DNA lives on.
He has been chosen. And I assume it's because of the skills in press coverage. You know,
maybe,
or I
look forward to looking, like tuning in on whatever app is installed in my eye 30 years from now. And Ruben Spiegel is hosting at whatever the score is in 30 years.
Yeah, with Jason. Ruben Spiegel, Jason Bernstein. They're going to do a great show together.
They're doing a great show together, and they're talking about President Cromartie. Like, that's what I look for. World President Cromartie.
World President. That's right. He gathered all the different countries and entities together through the magical...
Or she.
That's true.
Or they.
Yeah. Oh, it's very it's a good
he,
point.
He, who, they, whom,
now,
that.
Now I'm confused.
Right.
Now the mind wanders.
Yes.
That's for sure.
That I'm just so looking forward to that, because there's a reason that your DNA is here, sir.
Yes, you are here for a reason. It's a big day, man. Like, so many different new Chicago Bears spoke, and Ryan Poles obviously spoke this morning. And I'm blessed with the presence of Mark Grody.
Bears.
And oh, we're gonna do so much of like listening to these people and figuring out what's going on. Maybe some psychologically profiling of these people, which I of course like to do. We're gonna have some good fun today. Good fun.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. When you bring a Mark Grody to the party, the party takes it up a notch.
Right, and you don't know where the party's going to go. Because I like to take the party in unexpected new directions,
just don't
baby.
Don't bring Velus Jones there with you, man.
No. Velus Jones already said he's 25 and he doesn't party.
That's the bonus of being a 25-year-old NFL rookie. The new Bears third-round wide receiver says he's done partying.
It's like he's talking like he's 55. He's like, well, I'm 25. Well, partying's all over.
Don't we all go through that? Like, we all go through the stage. Fonte has a great, he's a rapper. He has this great line about what it's like to be in the club after 35. And like, it's just pointless. And it really is. Like, what I think the line is, you're out there watching women diddy bop when you'd rather be at home watching flip or flop. And he's right. He's like, why am I out here? I'd rather be at home.
Yeah. But that comes and goes in waves, doesn't it? I mean, it has historically for me that like moment where I'm like, oh, I'm grown up now. I'm grown up. I don't do that anymore. And then I find myself at my stepdaughter's birthday party and I'm playing Flippy Cup with 25-year-olds. Just freaking trouncing them. Making dudes drink all the Goldschlager they thought they'd get me to drink because my Flippy Cup skills are top notch.
To me, the essence of all of that is the essence of that is the comfort with being completely okay with and transparent with staying home on weekends. Like, there was a time when, like, if I stayed home on a Friday night or a Saturday night, the FOMO would kick in. I didn't want to admit it. Oh my God, I'm staying home. Now it's like I brag about it. I will be sitting on my couch on Friday and Saturday enjoying Netflix.
Yes, somebody, I remember I once read a quote where somebody talked about the sign of getting older and maturing is when you talk about sleep the way you used to talk about inebriates.
Mm.
Like, oh dude, I got 11 last night.
Yeah.
It was so good.
Gross, I'm so with you on this because throughout the week, as I'm like doing all of the stuff, like all of the different jobs, you're up, you're watching TV, you're up, and you're like, oh, well, you know, 11:30 seems like a really good bedtime. And then you get to a Friday, and you're like, 10 o'clock sounds about right.
10 o'clock would be fantastic. And then you wake up on Saturday morning, it might even be 5:30. You're like, oh, yeah, got all that sleep.
You bet. No, I slept in. Yeah, me and the wife slept in the other day. I was like, wow, this feels good. What time is it? 5:45.
Yeah.
It felt good.
Up with the birds, man. They're out there chirping. And you're like, I got a good 7.5 hours of sleep last night.
If you have the skills, the sports world allows you to wake up and pick up where you left off on your DVR. Or if you'd rather go to your MLB.com and watch a condensed game, you can set your MLB TV on whatever smart device you watch it on the no spoilers. I set it on no spoilers. So there's no scores there listed. All I see are the matchups.
Nice.
And you can click the button and then watch the condensed or just watch the recap. You know, I mean,
Speaks, there's nothing better than a late West Coast White Sox game that you're like, I want to watch all of it, but I just don't have it in me. And Oakland's an awful place. And then you wake up the next morning and it's right there, right where you left off on NBC Sports Chicago because they're doing the replay of it.
Well, that's tomorrow.
It's money.
You got three White Sox games this weekend on three different media entities.
That's right. Well, Apple TV Plus tonight, which is free for everyone for a little while longer. Then on NBC Sports Chicago Saturday, and then NBC 5 and Peacock on Sunday, correct?
Peacock on Sunday morning. Although Peacock is also going to be, I believe, on NBC as a free sample for a few weeks here. Three different entities. I'm not doing Hit and Run on Sunday morning. Mark Grody's doing Hit and Run.
I am, which means I got to watch both games, the doubleheader tomorrow.
Yes, you do.
I gotta watch everything.
Yeah, man.
I got to watch tonight. So Spiegel has set me up for Hit and Run on Mother's Day. How dare you, sir?
I talked to my wife. She's a mother, and I gotta help take care of her. I failed on Mother's Day so bad.
I actually understood. The show's over at noon, right?
Yes.
Or is it like 12:30 or so? Then I go to the western suburbs and I hang out with my mom, so it's all good.
Thank you.
It's not a problem.
The failure that you had last year for Mother's Day.
I just didn't make a big enough deal of it. You know, my girl likes a big deal on the birthdays, on the anniversaries, and on the Mother's Day. And I think I thought I could take care of everything on the Saturday. There was not much planning that had gone on. Look, I did well on term papers on a Sunday afternoon, and it has been both a blessing and a curse in my life to be able to pull things together quickly on the final day of preparation.
So what do we have planned, Speaks?
There's stuff.
Okay.
There's stuff.
Fireworks.
No fireworks, but there's multiple levels.
Weird sex.
Whatever she wants,
she doesn't even know. Surprises.
Okay.
You learn the love languages, though, man.
Apparently you're learning.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm actively trying. Got a good one here. Can't screw this up. Come on.
I like what you're doing, that you are this is the equivalent of a hitter making an adjustment. You went up there with a plan last year and got 97 on the outside black that you were not prepared for.
Just frozen by speed.
You gone back, you looked at the tape, you talked a little bit with Walt Reniac, and you said, look, I got to be ready for whatever it throws at me. And now you're up there with a new plan.
I love that you just brought up Walt Reniac, because it's Red Sox, White Sox, and that always makes me think of Carlton Fisk. And there might not be a more proud and successful devotee of Walt Reniac than Carlton Fisk.
Well, Frank Thomas, yeah.
Well, yes, but Fisk before that, Dwight Evans, like Reniac had a long lineage of teaching guys. You're right.
The one-handed finish.
The one-handed finish and all the weight back. Like Dwight Evans and Fisk, and Frank did it too, obviously.
He did it, yeah.
The weight transfer from the back to the front, so it times out with contact. And Fisk, I always think of because, man, that career was pretty damn evenly split. 11 years for Boston with 1,078 games, 14 years for the White Sox for 1,421 games. Eventually in 97, he had his number retired by both in the same year. The relationship is good now with both. It was not with Boston for a long time. It's just, you know, Fisk. I every time I see Red Sox, White Sox, I either think of El Duque, which we brought up the other day. Lawrence, you brought that up the other day, El Duque in the playoffs, or I think of Fisk because he was number 27 in Boston and then said, 72. F that, let me go 72 in Chicago as he restarted his life and his career.
My favorite player. When I was a kid, it was Fisk and Sandberg because I thought that I had the athleticism to play second base, but you know, I was a little chubby husky, and I was told in no uncertain terms at Jackie Robinson West that chubby kids play catcher. So I became a catcher. That's Pudge. Part of the reason.
Pudge,
literally one of my nicknames was Pudge.
The loving Pudge nickname.
And since
hey, Fatso. No, Pudge is better.
And since we're bringing up Pudge, I got followed last week by Pudge Rodriguez.
Was really? It really Pudge Rodriguez?
Yes, and it was a it was a big moment for me because I loved Pudge Rodriguez when I was playing ball. So I was like, wait a minute, is this the real guy? I screenshotted and everything. I'm so happy. I've been followed this year by Jim McMahon and Pudge Rodriguez.
Caesar Rodriguez.
I'm sorry, Lawrence, because I was also followed by Jim McMahon, and I feel like my heart has been broken. There's no way that's Jim McMahon tweeting. That can't be him.
I think it is because he's following everybody now. Like, it was... I feel good because I got followed fairly early in his following, and now he's like doing follow for follow
It doesn't add up, though, because he's posting videos, he's talking about anniversaries, and like he never has enthusiasm. Like anytime he's been interviewed, basically since he's retired, what does he do when he comes on the radio? He talks about how much he doesn't care about football. I don't really care about the Bears. Like he's like the worst. And now I'm to believe that he's this enthusiastic, gregarious tweeter and loving football, loving the Bears. I don't think so. I'm not falling for it, Lawrence. I'm sorry.
Pervasive.
Yeah. He switched the samples on me. Yeah, he did.
So we just went through this with Butkus and realized that's 100% Dick Butkus doing the tweets.
Is it 100% him?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because he's now been on like a bunch of different podcasts and videos and stuff. That's his voice, man. He's a funny dude and a quick
dude. It's weird. Like sometimes guys, like the light clicks on and they're like, there are a lot of people who love me. Why not give them what they want?
Yeah, but I hear you, Groats. I understand the doubt.
Yeah,
we'll have to try and make contact. Do you guys know who has the longest active current hitting streak in Major League Baseball? Yes, I do know these things because of Beat the Streak podcast. Every day I'm checked in on virtual streaking and regular streaking. 11-game hit streak. Who has the longest one?
Is it DJ LeMahieu?
No.
Is it Brandon Nimmo?
No. His name has been mentioned on this show.
Pudge Rodriguez.
No. We didn't say it. We didn't say it, but somebody
Juan else. Uribe.
No, it's not. It's not him.
Cesar Hernandez.
It is Cesar Hernandez.
Oh.
Cesar Rodriguez.
It is not Cesar Rodriguez.
The ex-White Sox second baseman.
Cesar Hernandez.
When did the light click for you?
The light clicked this year, apparently. 11-game hit streak for Cesar Hernandez right now for the Washington Nationals.
Hey. And what's Josh Harrison hitting?
Yeah.
Is he over 100 yet?
He's hitting something.
Yeah.
He'll be available at the trade deadline again if he's playing with Washington.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's only hitting .278 with a .650 OPS, so it's not like he's putting up a lot of numbers.
It's coming, though.
But Josh Harrison is always smiling, and he's happy, and teammates like him.
I like Josh Harrison.
I like that he has Frankie Beverly and Maze as his walk-up music.
Oh, I didn't even realize that.
That's outstanding.
What song is it? Do you know?
Come on, man. Well, it's played at every family, every black family reunion. He got us up here doing the electric slide.
Oh, man.
And I need White Sox Stadium ops to make it so that this is my dream, Speaks. This is what I want for Josh Harrison. So he's using Frankie Beverly and Maze. And the first lyrics of the song after a long walk up are, "You make me happy.
You make me happy. This you can dance. You stood right beside me."
What I want is for the White Sox fandom and White Sox Stadium ops to get to the place that Boston was with Shane Victorino, where he was playing Three Little Birds by Bob Marley.
Yes.
And when he got to the plate, "Every little thing gonna be all right. Like, that's where I want White Sox fans to get to, is that we go through the long walk up with Josh, and as he steps to the plate, everyone sings, "You make me happy."
That is a.
I love Chris Tannehill because even without seeing me, he knew what I was doing.
He timed you out.
I freaking love Chris Tannehill.
That's awesome. That's a wonderful goal.
And notice, we did that without even talking to each other about it.
Mm-hmm.
White Sox Stadium ops and White Sox fans should be able to pull this together.
That's a fair request. That is a fair request. Do you know who Josh Harrison's uncle is, by the way?
Is it Frankie Beverly?
No.
Because that would be hilarious.
His uncle is the former Baltimore Oriole and Los Angeles Dodger, John Shelby. You remember John Shelby?
I do.
Yeah, and John Shelby was a badass major leaguer, and Josh Harrison learned how to be a professional. When that dude who just hit 10 years and is a solid veteran presence and a much beloved teammate everywhere he goes, I love that he learned it from an uncle. That makes me happy! Yeah.
Two learning text messages here. It is Jim McMahon's son running his account, and Spiegel, your wife is not your mother.
That's a good call.
So don't worry about it. You're
Thank
cool.
You. Yeah, no, but she is a mother.
Yeah.
And likes to be celebrated as such.
Yeah, yes. It's her day.
It's a real dangerous game to play the wife is not your mother game.
You're playing a dangerous game.
Also, my mom's been dead for 25 years. So thank you.
Oh, man.
Thank you, Texter.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Now I'm broken. Now it'll be a disaster.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
I'm the worst for reading the text.
No. It will not be a disaster. All is well. I'm looking forward to a Friday afternoon with Grody. Bonus, Parkins and Spiegel, thanks to a rainout and a rescheduled doubleheader tomorrow for the Cubs and the Doyers. Hub Arkish is going to join us at 3:40. He was up there today, and we can talk about the rookies and polls and everything. Wayne Randazzo is going to come on and talk about those red hot Mets and
that outrageous
comeback last night, among other things. And then along the way, you know, we just have so much good Bears sound, and I'm really looking forward to it. And we'll celebrate a couple of birthday boys as well. Maybe we'll hear from Danny Vasectomy. I don't know if he's got some free time. If he's not, you know. We'll see.
Now I really want Danny to make it a character. Like, I don't want it to be actually him. I want you guys to, like, Danny Vasectomy has, like, a dark history.
Yeah.
And you know, his voice is a little different. Cadence is off a bit.
Well, he might have to come on later. Even if we can't get Danny Parkins, maybe we'll talk to Danny Vasectomy.
I think that might be a good call.
Yeah. Later on.
Somebody took scissors to my penis. Don't have to worry about wearing a condom. Pretty sick. Just raw dogging it left and right.
All right. Now that's enough.
No, that's just the beginning.
Oh, sorry. Yeah these are just.
I think we found Danny Vasectomy.
These are just the seeds of
the impression.
Of seeds, I got none left.
As we know, there is a vast difference between Danny Vasectomy and Danny Parkins.
All right, that's enough.
Get us out of here.
That is enough.
Thank you, Lawrence. Have a good weekend.
Bye, guys.
That's never enough. It's Spiegs and Grody on Parkins and Spiegel. Tanny's Open kicks us off in a moment on the Score.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit autotrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. AutoTrader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really.
In Pittsburgh, we've always forged things. We just forge them differently now. Flavors bold enough to stop you mid-bite. Art bright enough to change the way you see the world. Neighborhoods alive with color, music, and motion. In Pittsburgh, everything we ever forged was made to spark something more. Come see what sparks you at visitpittsburgh.com.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
Washing your dishes before you wash your dishes? Dirty Labs believes going green in the kitchen should not mean doing extra work. Their bioenzyme dishwasher detergent cuts through stuck on food and leaves dishes sparkling without compromising on safety or performance. No pre-rinse, no post-rinse, no compromise. Just powerful cleaning made without harsh chemicals. If Dirty Labs can't make you believe in the power of green cleaning, nothing will. Fall in love, or it's free at dirtylabs.com.